ganrocks.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible Ganrocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So take a look on Facebook for Ganrocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
Hello, everyone. It is April 2nd. Happy April, everyone. It's 3 p.m. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is my program, Fly on the Wall. My name is Abby, and today we have a very fun hour of what I like to call, I don't know, guitar songs. I'm a very instrumental musicality person. When I listen to music, if I'm listening to an album or something for the first time, that's pretty much all I'm listening to. I can't intake lyrics really well. I don't know what it is. Even when I go to the movie theater and there's obviously no subtitles, I can only really understand 60% of the dialogue. It's super weird, but I'm totally a subtitles person. Let's just get right into it because we got a lot of fun music today. Our first song is by Jose Gonzalez. He's a Swedish folk indie singer-songwriter. He makes super cool music. I really love this song, and it's totally reflective of this acoustic era I'm entering back into. I was diving into a lot of rock music for a while, and therefore was really into the electric guitar and those kind of sounds. But I'm getting back into the acoustic guitar sound. I think it's because I've been playing a lot of guitar myself, and I have an interesting relationship with my hobbies. I feel like I pick up things and become really obsessed with them and then kind of just forget about them after a few months. But I will say my guitar has been something I've enjoyed doing for a few years now. And even though I put it down and pick it back up every so often, I love it so much. So yeah, let's hop into it. This is Down the Line by Jose Gonzalez.
I know that I'm mine. life that I'm sure of, that I'm sure. Ooh. Only two things in this life that I'm sure.
That is Death and Taxes by Daniel Caesar. It's such a pretty song. She's a 5-minute one too, which I love. But this song reminds me of my favorite book called But What If We're Wrong by Chuck Klosterman. He basically challenges every idea that we as society are certain of now, and basically asserts that in the future, everything that we believe now will kind of seem absurd. So thinking to like the death and taxes thing, like the only things in this life that are sure are death and taxes, quoted Daniel Caesar, he says that that is not certain and yada, 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 whatever. I would totally recommend the book. It's super sick. And yeah, next up we have a new single by one of my favorite bands, The Army, The Navy. They have such an incredible album called Fruit for Flies. And one time I was taking a really long flight and I forgot to download any music or any movies or anything. So I was, except for this one album, Fruit for Flies, it's like a 9-song album. It's pretty short. I think it's like 45 minutes. And I listened to this album for 8 hours straight on repeat. I mean, it's a really good album to listen to, but surely nothing's that good for that long in a row. But I can still listen to it and love it so much. So that just goes to show how good this album is. This is The Army and the Navy. Once again, their new single called Walls.
The walls of my mind you built with your hands, and then when you left they continued to stand up tall, plagued with pictures of us and half-hearted love that you thought was enough for me. But I think I deserve a little more than that. You don't know what I'm worth and you told me that. I think I deserve a little more than that. All this empty space, no colors, no shapes, no windows, no drapes. There's barely paint on my skull. At least I keep it clean. My corners of mean are barely seen. Triumphant for a moment till the dancing breaks. There's no sweeter taste, and the walls caving in. was tired of loving you deeply, purely and sweetly. I wish I was you.
That was Beaches by Biba Doobie, like Rob Rush's favorite Biba Doobie. she actually, this is a fun fact that I just learned the other day. She made her name Biba Doobie because it sounded like, you know, like the Minions from Despicable Me, because she like never thought that she was going to get famous. And I think that that's so cool. I think it's such a sick name. She makes really awesome music. And so to stick to our like little guitar theme that we got going on today, she usually keeps it to like in a really pretty acoustic kind of like finger picking sound. But this song, I think it has like a really simple but absolutely killer guitar solo. And I love that song. It really, like I was saying before, I'm totally like a musicality person, but this song, the lyrics have been really speaking to me as of late. This song just reminds me to kind of like stay present and do what it is that you want to do, like feel how it is that you feel and kind of just let yourself live and do your thing. And yeah, I love that song so much. Next up, we have my favorite song by Big Thief. I think the lyrics are so awesome. And the guitar in it is pretty sick, but I wanted to talk about, they got this like little spring, like like boing noise throughout the song, and it's super awesome. And I learned that that's called a jaw harp, and Adrian Lenker's brother plays that over the track, and it's super sick. Listen to the lyrics on this one. It's really cool. This is Spud Infinity by Big Thief.
Thank you. reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. Did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelettes and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California. Coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your read just give you. Lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California, California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am, strung out on another man? California, I'm coming home. Strangers, all the news at home. You read more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Take me.
California by our gal, Joni Mitchell. It's such a beautiful song, and I love it. Sounds like a guitar, but this instrument is actually called an Appalachian dulcimer, and it's like kind of like a lap guitar. It's super cool. That was her instrument. I feel like maybe a lot of people have seen that clip of Amanda Seyfried on Jimmy Fallon where she does like a cover of California, and it's super awesome. But the reason I played Big Thief and then Joni Mitchell is because both of those songs really have this kind of, it sounds negative, but I don't mean it in a negative way, like a childish sound to them, childlike, innocent sound, I guess. Maybe it's their like high voices. I don't know. But I think both of those songs are so sweet. I love Joni Mitchell. She's super sick. And yeah, next up we have a killer one by Mac DeMarco. This is Ode to Viceroy. It's a love letter to his favorite cigarettes. I think that's pretty cool. He makes really sick music, and actually the next two songs are both kind of darker, not like dark, but like a darker, surfier indie sound. And they both have, like, really sick guitar in them. But yeah, let's just get into it. This is Ode to Viceroy by Mac DeMarco.
Pretending it'll get better when you
that is Black Memories by a favorite band of mine, the Growlers. I'm pretty sure these guys broke up a while ago, but I know their lead singer, Brooks Nielsen, still performs their music, makes his own, and he's super sick. This album is called Chinese Fountain, and it's like a cult album. They have a very niche and like obsessed following, but I don't think they're that big, but they're so sick. I would totally listen to this album front to back. Every single track is absolutely incredible. And it's pretty simple guitar on this one, but I think it's so fun. They're very surfy, psychedelic, and actually both Mac DeMarco and the Growlers kind of give like recorded in a garage energy and sound, which I think is super cool. And yeah, next up we have a song by Peach Pit, my favorite Canadian band. I play them a lot on here, and this is actually a live recording from their Audio Tree Live session. Audio Tree Live is a collective that comes out of Chicago, and they basically do live shows with up-and-coming artists, and they stream them on YouTube. And this is a really good cover. Every time I listen to Peach Pit, I'm always reminded of one of my favorite shows, 90210, which is a kind of like sequel-esque show to Beverly Hills 90210, which my parents watch, which I think is so cool. It's like a high school Gossip Girl-esque show, and they're like in LA, and they're all rich and crazy and whatever. Yeah, regardless, this is Drop the Guillotine Live by Peach Pit.
Oh,
That is Broken Bells by Greta Van Fleet. Tell me how unreal that guitar solo is. I think it's honestly my favorite of all time in any song ever. This is Gen Z's Led Zeppelin, guys. It's such a good song. When me and my best friend are in the car, we're on a long drive, we'll always blast Greta and turn it all the way up, and then we totally become absolute shredders on our air guitars. But yeah, I think that's such a great song. We've gone from acoustic all the way to some really hardcore electric today. You've been listening to my program Fly on the Wall on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Abby, and I'm here for, I'm sad to say, just the next few Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. It's been lovely doing this and getting to share music with y'all. That's like the best thing to do with everyone, is talk about music. And it's been such a privilege. I just have one more song for you guys today. It's 6 minutes and 40 seconds. So when I tell you that this is a buildup of a song, it's absolutely is. This is by The New Pornographers, a Canadian band out of Vancouver. And they're super sick. This is the only song I know by them. And it just came out, called The Former Sight Of, title track of their new album that just came out a few days ago. They are super killer. I'd give it a listen, the rest of the album too. But yeah, I hope everyone has an absolute fairy tale of a day. I'll see y'all next week on Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Once again, this is The Former Sight Of by The New Pornographers.
But the country, it is rising. Either betting on us floating, or they're counting on us dying. They say leave, leave you madman. Try to talk, talk sense to me. But maybe he will part the waters, like he did back with the Red Sea. So goodbye, all you plank roads, all you liveries, mills and derricks, just a steeple, bell for company. Houses long gone, carted off on wheels. Here on the roof of a church, so goes all of your good work. You're not too far off, my friend, to say I'm off the deep end. I am famous in the city, as a fool on his last stand. Some call to me as they row past, slowly silent, I raise my glass. Just a lighthouse in rough weather. Here on the roof of a church, so goes all of your good work. You're not too far off, my friend, to say I'm off the deep end.
top, they say. Out of sight, silent, gone. Was I a good captain as the vessel went down? I ask at the gate as the trumpets all sound. Was I a good captain as the vessel went down? This great ship of Zion makes room for the next. What we lost on the ground, the sky will protect. Seen on broken surface, we'll make a secret. As a great piece of water closes round the neck. And an old woman's wave from the deck of the ship says hello, come help, it is hard to tell. And a man's hypnotized by a flower's prayer. He finds his own way to talk to the dead. And a poor man with love says the earth is not round. He would say anything to not be alone. And the wonder calls when it was water and next. A flame tries to cling to the life it has left. All of them shadows, all of them shadows that reminded me of mine. All of them shadows, all of them shadows that reminded me of mine. All of them shadows, all of them shadows that reminded me of mine. All of them shadows, all of them shadows that reminded me of mine.
How we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes, and that a multi-personality is in fact the reality, not the I personality, and that where those two things meet is the position that we're trying to work at, to break people across from seeing themselves as one-dimensional and having no potential, to seeing themselves as being almost anything they want to be, and that those different things don't have to always agree in the usual accepted way.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get.
Partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613 544-4100.
When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Tune has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including, but not limited to, metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.